It's time to wake to sleep with Sleep Science Today, where we learn to sleep well with your host, Andrew Kolsky, on UK Health Radio.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky, and today we're going to be talking with Terry Youngblood, who is CEO of Jelly Sleep, and she's going to tell us more about what that is. But Sleep Science Today, the show where we help you sleep better and understand the science behind why you're sleeping better. So, Tara, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
We're really excited to have you because we talk about everything from sleep medicine to actual sleep products and things that help people get a better night's sleep. So I've introduced the name Jelly Sleep, which sounds very interesting and intriguing, I'm sure. So tell us, what is Jelly Sleep?
Yeah, so a long time ago, most people have heard of something called the waterbed. My co-founder and husband, we're a husband and wife team, his uncle invented the waterbed. So Charlie Hall in San Francisco, it being very groovy times, invented the waterbed, everything you can imagine with it. And I think a lot of people have memories of sleeping on the waterbed. They're really heavy, but really great for pressure relief and ergonomics. But fast forward, literally 55 years later, we are sort of bringing it back. The difference is, and this is where the jelly comes in, is that we've taken the water away and replaced it with 3.5 inches of gel. And what that does is it actually delivers a very different feel than the waterbed because it's a little bit more spinal alignment. You don't immerse into it. If you remember those waterbeds where you kind of sat on the edge and then your butt sank in, that would be the equivalent of the immersion. And it's pretty common in pressure relieving beds, even medical grade ones, that immersion, you sink in very far. But we wanted to do a balance between pressure relief and spinal alignment. So that's where there's a special blend, and we can get into what that looks like and how do we deliver that much gel in a mattress. But we're pretty excited about this next generation of water/jelly beds.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's fantastic. So for those of you who are listening who did not have the opportunity to experience water beds back in the day, I feel for you because I actually had a waterbed in college because everybody had a waterbed in college when I went to college. And I had the semi-motion? Because the full motion, you could get a little bit seasick. You sit down the bed and you're...
all over the place. But yes, I think most people, at least certainly of our generation, have some memory of the waterbed. Again, temperature regulation was different. You could set the temperature because that water was a big giant heat sink. So even compared to mattresses today that say they're cooling and they have some flex of gel in it, and there's really not enough, just from the physics of it, there's not enough water in that system to actually create a heat sink. And the old water beds were great. You could set the temperature of your heater. There was a lot of water, so you actually had to heat the water because without the heater, you froze your tail off. It's pretty magical on what water does, and certainly combining water and sleep, in this case gel, but basically it's solidified water, is magical. It's an amazing substance.
Water. Yeah. Well, it's for those of you who are regular listeners to the show, you'll hear probably one of the things we talk about a lot when we talk about environment for good sleep. We talk about a nice, cool environment. You get into things like memory foam, which can really get hot at night for various reasons. And so the concept of trying to find a mattress that helps to keep you cool is sort of this elusive thing because we talk about there's like mattress covers and things that people use to try to cool things down. And there's some other popular products out there that are designed to heat and cool. And for a lot of My clients, I have women who have hot flashes at night, and then that wakes them. And so there's always this battle and struggle of how do I cool myself and regulate my temperature. So this is a big deal when we talk about temperature. And, you know, I know, Tara, you shared with me before the show that you're actually also a clinical psychologist. Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, I think it actually started out as being a sleep coach. So a little bit of my origin story, and I share this in my TED Talk and my book, but when we were first coming up with sleep products, first patent is 2008, so I'm kind of dating myself when it comes to sleep. But right around that time, unfortunately, we lost our youngest son very suddenly, and you know the grief and impact of that for me was very significant on my sleep. I just stopped sleeping. Granted, total stop sleeping means, you know, very catastrophic, but I was basically a walking zombie for a year as I worked through that process. And it sort of started, it really kickstarted my sleep journey because even though I was making sleep products and was starting to really understand sleep, I had to figure out what this balance is of how to fix sleep. And mm-hmm. so that really started that sort of scientific deep dive. That's where I sort of started pursuing a way of how can I help other people solve this problem of sleep. So that's where it is a unique combination of wanting to understand the clinical background beyond just sleep, but also sleep. Getting sleep is just the key to unlocking better everything, better eating habits, better fitness, you know, whatever you want to achieve in life. If you have a good night's sleep and you start out that day, you're going to be way more successful than without. So my love of sleep goes beyond sort of making products about sleep, and really understanding the core of it. So, you know, back to why, you know, temperature was important, why pressure is important, why pain relief is important. All of those factors sort of go into as I go to invent a product, certainly around sleep. There's definitely that sort of deep seated knowledge of what does it really take to get someone to go to sleep well mm-hmm. every night.
Right. So, you know, you shared with us sort of the family history of the waterbed way back when. So fill us in on the gap. What happened between when the waterbed kind of phased out and then we were in this period of figuring out all these new memory foams and materials and things? So when did Jelly Sleep start? I think you were just sort of telling us that. But what led to that? What were you doing, you know, before that? And how did we end up with Jelly Sleep?
Yeah, so actually there was a whole period of a whole different product in the middle of it. It still exists. Todd and I exited from it. But when you think about waterbeds, they were really kind of hit their peak in the 80s. At that point, sort of mid-80s, they were actually 10% of the domestic market. You know, $2 billion a year was being done in waterbeds, so it was really a very big market. The challenge really was that much water, you know, when it leaked and moving it and impact on apartment buildings, and they started to ban it, and you know, it really became this difficult thing. And in the interim, you know, you look at Tempur-Pedic and the rise of that memory foam started to fill in of like, okay, what is this other option? And people like, oh wow, memory foam feels amazing. The problem with foam, and I'm sure you've gotten into it before, is it absorbs that heat and reflects it back, all those little bubbles. It breaks down over time. And so it becomes this challenge of give and take, right? You can feel good to lay on it, but you're going to give up your temperature regulation. You're going to have to compromise on how long that product's going to last. Waterbeds, as everyone knew, you could pass it down. Everyone would get their waterbed, and then your cousins, brother, sister, whoever around the dorm. It never really left the dorm. It would just go around. you know, again, the durability of sort of those PVC tubes and water wasn't going to go anywhere. So we've traded that for this foam life, and now you even have these cheap foams out there from Amazon and stuff, and people are buying them because it's affordable, but it really doesn't deliver great sleep. They break down quickly. It's actually creating landfill problems with how much foam we're sort of churning through when it comes to mattresses. Wow. Yeah, if you check on the environmental impact of this foam life that we've embraced, it's not insignificant. You know, landfills that were supposed to last, you know, a town would invest even Charlotte, where I'm from, invested in a 40-year lifespan, and it's filling up in about half the time with all of this disposable mattress stuff. So we really need to think about that in a whole other environmental impact of sleep. But fast forward to us, we were bringing different products to market. Todd and I have, I think, over our entrepreneurial journey, I think it's now over $2 billion worth of different retail products we've brought to market. So when we discovered this cooling regulation product using Peltier device, thermoelectric device, same thing that cools your laptop or whatever, we put that into a cooling heating solution for your bed. So in 2008, we launched the Chili Pad, which you may have heard of. But again, if you haven't, it's a great product for cooling and heating both sides of the bed. Eventually, there was another competitor that came out, 8 Sleep, but we were the original ones that brought it to market way long time ago. Early biohackers like a Tim Ferriss, if you follow any of them, were early adopters in that product. We took that product from literally the invention all the way up to where we exited a couple years ago. And I was like, okay, well, I think we're good with sleep products. But unfortunately, that lasted not too long, maybe about 6 months. And we have 4 boys, 26 to 16. So we were on Thanksgiving Day. What you do with all 4 boys is you go and shoot each other with like these little gel pellets that the Nerf gel fire beads in the woods. I'm like, this gel stuff is really amazing. What can we do with that? And it really became the formation of, I think we can take the gel fire beads or the Orbeez beads, depending on what you think of when you think of that, and let's put them into a bed. We can do this. And so that was really the formation of then Jelly Sleep, which fast forwards, you know, we filed patents. The patents issued actually a year ago, right about today, I think, certainly the end of August. And we're launching our beds. They're live today, actually, on the website. So they'll be in stores starting this weekend. So it's brand new, but the studies so far show incredible results. And I'm super excited that all that science and the 20 years of sleep science are coming together for this product.
Right. Wow. I love to hear the background stories of how products come about, because, you know, I bet so many people, when they hear about this mattress, they probably are thinking, oh my gosh, there were all these scientists sitting in a room and they were looking at all of this, you know, complicated ways to deal with heat and all. And it turns out that you were out with your sons playing, you know, sort of paintball, and boom, here we have a new product.
Yes.
So, okay, wonderful. Well, I love that story, and I love the way this came about. So ultimately, you've got beds, meaning the mattress. What other products do you have with the gel technology?
Yeah, as of right now, we have beds and pillows. Dog beds will be coming soon. I have 2 Dalmatian dogs, so I am a dogaholic. And so they also really like the gel and they like the beds. I have an older dog that would just sleep on the jelly bed if she could, because it feels really good for her pain points too. So there will be dog beds coming shortly on that. And again, that's sort of the, you know, when you have over 40 patents, you kind of, again, get addicted to the development process. So there is a travel version, because that was one of the pain points. Ooh. Even when I had the Chili Pad, you know, we can go through how the beads work, but I have a TSA friendly blanket, like weighted blanket, because I love weighted blankets. But also pillow that you can travel with, because sleep is amazing until you go on the road, and then how do you fix that on the road? So more coming with that in the not too distant future. But yeah, there's always going to be new stuff coming.
Right. Wow, I love it. Okay, so we definitely need to talk about the details of this, and we're going to do that as soon as we come back from our first commercial break. So hang on. When we come back from commercial, we're going to get into the details of what's inside of this mattress, and we will talk to you in just the other side of our break. If you're having trouble sleeping and you need support, don't go it alone.
join us at our free online support group at sleepsupportgroup.com. Just put in your email address, sign up for the list, and you will be notified of all of our upcoming meetings. It's free, so why not try it out?
Have you ever wondered why you can't sleep well? Well, there could be lots of different reasons. In order to figure it out, I wrote the book, Why Can't I Sleep Well? It includes 150 common sleep questions that are asked and answered, and I provide all of the supporting science and evidence to address each of the questions. I encourage you to get a copy of Why Can't I Sleep Well by Andrew Kolsky. It's available at www.sleepsciencetoday.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky. We're talking with Terry Youngblood, who is CEO of Jelly Sleep, and we are going to now talk about the stuff inside, the secret sauce. So, you know, I'm not even going to ask the question. I'm going to let you start because you know your product better than anybody.
Yeah. So I'm going to start with a little bit of how your regular mattress that you think about is built today. So what is the same for our mattress to what is out there is something called a hybrid mattress. And I feel like the mattress industry doesn't always do a good job of like explaining what's in their brown paper bag box of like what makes your mattress different from a different, you know, one. And people go into even a mattress dealer and they're like, I don't know, I guess I lay on it and I try to figure it out. So I'll do just a little bit of backtrack. You can have a foam stack that builds that up where you have different sort of pressure and density of foam that stacks together. Or you can have something called a hybrid mattress where they're using still those pocket coils that you think about with your inner spring mattress that we had forever. And then they put foam on top of that. So that's normally considered a hybrid mattress, and there's lots of versions of that. And if those coils can pack up, they're called pocket coils. When you pack those up, that means they can be packed and shipped like a bed in the box. So when you think of a hybrid mattress that can ship, those pocket coils are going to collapse up and then the foam on top of it. And then when you unpack it at home, it pops open. You wait for the foam to sort of rehydrate from air and expand out, and then you're ready to go. So Our mattress uses that hybrid approach. So we have the pocket coils on the bottom. What that does is it allows the weight of the gel to be really supported. And so the pocket coils sit on the bottom, and then we have a layer of gel tubes. And There literally are the same, you know, PVC that you would imagine with waterbed. So it's not a new material from that perspective. But each of the tubes is designed so that you can fill the water. So it comes with the gel beads already in it, which only takes like this much room in this stack of tube because they run side to side. And they run side to side on half the bed. So queen is a little bit smaller than a king or cal king kind of scenario. And you literally will fill it to the soft level. You fill the water there, medium, you fill the water here, and firm, you fill there. So the perk of that is that if you don't want to have the same sort of feel as your sleep partner and you want a soft bed and they want a firm one, or you want a medium, and however that works, generally people don't want to always have the same feel. You can adjust that and fill those tubes for each side of the bed separately. So first of all, we're able to sort of distinguish how you want that bed to feel on either side. So those tubes sit there in what we call a cassette. So it literally looks like you kind of fit it in a little box. So you open up your mattress and in there they sit down. And then there's a thin layer of foam. I've tried to get as much foam out of it as possible because it's just not a great product. But it does sit there as that little comfort layer that sits right underneath the cover. But then you zip it back up and you're good. The difference about that is because foam does break down over time, and certainly the cheaper foams are going to break down faster. Your memory foams, you know, like a Tempur-Pedic may last longer, but you're still going to get those concave things that happen because we all tend to sleep in the same spot. That doesn't happen with the gel because these gel beads are able to respond not only to your body like a fluid, they move around and they adjust, and there's no breaking down of those beads. So we actually have a proprietary blend of like bigger and then micro beads. And what it does is, again, it's the physicist in me. So I went to school for physics, so I tend to want to go super sciencey on things. But when you think about, you know, sand and gravel, and if you were to make a road, you'd want to combine both sand and gravel because that sort of fills it in and locks it. So you don't want sand to be so squishy. And that's really a little bit what you felt with the waterbed, is that the water, the sand just sort of squishes out of the way and you don't have any of that sort of spinal alignment. But because we've combined both the small and the big beads, we do get that locking in a little bit. It's still fluid enough to disperse that pressure, but it allows that you to not sink to the bottom and have that sort of baseless part. But it does still allow, so when you put your hand, the tubes are, you know, a good 24 to 30 inches, depending on, again, the size of the bed. But if you put your hand in it, you'll see the beads move all the way to the end. So again, from that pressure disbursement, what you want to do is you want to have that one spot that you put down, you want to spread that as far as possible. So that one spot of pressure that you push on our beads spreads all the way to your side of the bed. It totally expands that. And then it also expands at the depth of those tubes, which is about 3.5 inches. So one pressure spot is being spread out over that whole chunk of that tube. And that's what delivers that amazing feel. So we've had people come like, I had a car accident, I can't sleep on my side anymore. And they're laying there like, I'm laying on my side for the first time in years. And so it really feels like a, you know, a medical grade bed on what it delivers.
Right. Wow. Okay. So there's a lot in there that I want to follow up with here. So my first question is, obviously we know beds come in all different sizes. You got twin, full, queen, king, California king. Normally when I see mattresses on the market that have sort of these two side type of things going on, normally you're restricted to a king bed. It sounds like for you, at least queen, same thing with full, like what size bed can have two sides based on your mattress?
Yeah, so based on, you know, our launch window right now, we do not do a full one. And honestly, it's just sort of a statistical part of, you know, number of full beds sold. So I do think at some point we will sell a full size bed version, but to launch, yes, it's queen and king. Because I believe that, you know, queen beds should still have those two different sizes, you know, sides feel. But even if you're just the only person in a queen bed, you can make it all the same. So if you decided you want it all firm or whatever, we're also finding that some people that have specific injuries, you can adjust a specific tube. So if you know, again, you have a need a softer spot because, again, you have severe hip pain or something from an accident or whatever, you're able to adjust tube by tube. So if you really want to get down and very specific about it, you can make it ultimately adjustable to how you need that bed to feel. And again, it's as simple as the water level when you fill it up. And it takes about, when you know, 3 minutes to fill the water in a tube. You can do it in your bathtub or sink or wherever you would fill that up. It doesn't need a hose like the waterbed that, you know, and draining them is like the side you want to move. You can keep the tubes. They're fully contained. Again, there's no biological problems like you had with the waterbed because the bead process, the polymer we use, absorbs not only the water, but it uses up what oxygen is in there as part of that process. So it's really fully contained. And as long as there's no punctures or leaks, you're really not going to see any challenges with that. And that's one of the things we'll say is, if you are starting to see that, let us know, because chances are there's a hole or something's going on in it, because it's an early sign of you need to get that fixed. Right. But there, again, it's a waterbed PVC that's been around. Even our manufacturer has been made waterbed PVC bladders back in the day. So, you know, that it's a really steady, eddy kind of process. But unlike your foam, there's nothing that's going to change about that over the next 10, 15 years as you've used that bed. And we've really designed it modular so that if you move and you know, a tube gets damaged, you just replace the tube. If you want to replace the foam, you replace the foam. We want to make sure that we're making beds that are going to last instead of, you know, getting saggy after a couple years. Right. And all of the people we've tested on, we've taken out heirloom beds and Tempur-Pedic beds out of people's house and, hey, try this. And all of those beds have sags in them, you know, despite what they spent lots of money on those mattresses and get, you know, a few years in, 5 years in, they're kind of in that saggy spot, and there's nothing you can do about it. This allows that ultimate freedom of that modular part to fix anything that needs to get fixed, but it should be a really steady, eddy bed for a good chunk of your life, like those water beds. And that was a good part of the water bed. You could pass it down.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're bringing back my memories of setting up the water bed and things like that. So my next question that's in my head is, if you're filling these tubes with water that then gets absorbed by these beads, is there a point where you need to go back and sort of refill and top it off type of thing?
No. And that's where like the tubes, and if you go to our website, you can see it, but the tubes literally have these levels in them. And again, once you fill the water and seal it up, it's not going anywhere or changing or evaporating. It really becomes gel, just like you have gel in, you know, your other mattresses, purple or whatever, techno gel, all of those gels, but they're a semi-solid state. And so, you know, just like those gels are stable, once the gel polymer absorbs, it really wants to stay there. You know, our beads are definitely, if they're exposed to air, so if you, again, wanted to move, these beads were originally for soil hydration, so you can definitely squeeze them out into your planter and they'll keep your plants hydrated, which ours are really well hydrated over the course of the last year of product testing. All of our plants are very happy. But yeah, you can do that, or you just move them, you know, again, tube by tube. Each tube, depending on soft, medium, or firm, is between 22 pounds to 26 pounds, you know, and that sort of encompasses the sort of small side of queen up to the full size of king and full weight. So, you know, not a lot of variation makes a big difference in how you feel, but they're not horrible to move around.
Okay. So then the next question is this. I don't know what was inside of this mattress. My brother had purchased a mattress probably in the 90s, let's say, and it was a queen size, and it had some sort of a gel inside. I think it was sort of like the next step after water beds. They were trying to make it, but the challenge with that mattress is it just sort of like caved in the center. So you've got sturdy sides and then this big just dip in the center of the bed because all the weight from whatever it is they had in there just kind of pooled in the middle. And so you were sleeping in a hole, sort of. So how does your bed deal with that pressure distribution so that you don't get that hole?
Yeah, and honestly, that's not uncommon in the fluid beds that are used for medical, like, you know, whether burn victims or, you know, quadriplegics, anyone with those pressure ulcers, that's a lot of what they do. It's just a big bladder that's very soft. And what they do so it doesn't collapse is you have to have a big structure underneath it because there's just a lot of fluid to that. A lot of time was spent on how thick those tubes needed to be. And again, you know, as a sleep coach for like Cincinnati Reds and working with NFL linemen, you know, what is going to deliver for, you know, a big person as well as a small person, the right amount of not only heat load, but comfort. And so we kind of ended up on this 3.5 inches, which kind of balances that weight, balances the thickness in order to deliver the best product. But it is about that balance. The other thing that changes for that support, and that's where the spring coils that I talked about being underneath are so critically important. We wanted to make sure that we could support that weight and distribute it the best way. So the tubes are able to absorb your weight, but there's no sinking in. You sink in only a little bit. You know, someone actually just yesterday was trying out the mattress. So they're like, well, how does it work? You know, that Tempur-Pedic commercial with the wine glass on it. Like when you lay here, does it like sag everywhere else? It would pass that test for all of those reasons, because we've really worked on that balance, you know, and that's where the sort of thermodynamics, fluid dynamics of how, what goes into the bed, what goes into those gel beads. You know, that background in physics comes in handy in making sure that that balances, and it balances, again, you know, female and male, they're going to be lighter and heavier. We don't want to have, you know, that was another thing that happened in the waterbed of like, okay, if you were in bed with a heavy person, you were like, all right, I'm on Mount Everest and you are down in the valley, and we'll just kind of like, you know, like roll into them and like have all that happen. Yeah, we worked really hard to sort of remove all of those challenges.
Right. Perfect. Okay. Well, this is the perfect segue into our next commercial break. So we're going to go and take a commercial break. We'll come back and we'll carry on with our conversation. So we'll see you on the other side of the break. Have you ever wondered why you can't sleep well? Well, there could be lots of different reasons. In order to figure it out, I wrote the book, Why Can't I Sleep Well? It includes 150 common sleep questions that are asked and answered, and I provide all of the supporting science and evidence to address each of the questions. I encourage you to get a copy of Why Can't I Sleep Well by Andrew Kolsky. It's available at www.sleepsciencetoday.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
All right. Andrew Kolsky with Sleep Science Today. We're back. We're talking with Tara Youngblood. Before I forget, you had mentioned that people can see some of what you're talking about on your website. Can you give your website address so they know where to go?
Yeah, it's jellysleep.com. And I will say, I'm going to spell the jelly because, not because I don't think you can spell, but a lot of people are like, is that like peanut butter and jelly? So it's G-E-L-I, like gel. If you think of like gel toothpaste or gel to put your hair, it is gel, jelly with an I, sleep.com.
Great, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I got that out there so people would know where to go. So you've explained the mattress to us. Tell us about the pillow. What's inside? How does it work?
Yeah, you know, as a big fan, my dad loved his buckwheat pillow. I don't know if people had those in the day.
I remember that, yeah.
But this is really similar. I am a pillow snob, in all honesty, so I like the stack of it. I like to sleep on my side, which is another thing that really focused on, you know, people that like to sleep on their side often get hip pain in regular mattresses. Their neck is not properly supported, so you do want to fill that space between your head and your shoulder if you sleep on your side a lot, so you're not like kinking your neck to sleep. And so how do you find that balance? I created a modular pillow. So even the pillow has like an L-shaped zipper, so you can open it up, and there's like two different kinds of fluff, because two different kinds of fluff delivers two different kinds of pressure relief. So there's a shredded memory foam layer that really becomes like the more substance. So that gives you a little more of like what that height is. And then there's the regular polyester fluff. So you can adjust those. They have zippers on them, so you can take out fluff, you know, add fluff back to get that ideal height, because all of us are, you know, not the same distance here. So I want to make sure that part's done. Mm-hmm. And then it has a bladder, and you basically add the beads. The way we've done that is we've put the beads, so you don't have to handle the beads or like, how does this get in or messy. If you think about the dissolvable plastic that you have on Tide Pods or your dishwasher detergent, where it's basically a little dissolvable plastic and all that mess that's in your dishwasher powder detergent goes in the dishwasher, but you're not touching any of the loose stuff because it's wrapped in this dissolvable plastic. Same with our beads. So they come in these little tubes and you put the tubes in, and you'll even see the two different size beads that happen as you do that. So they come in these little, again, tubes, pop them in. And then you add about somewhere, it depends on, again, how much you want. You can adjust it. Somewhere between 3/4 gallon to 1 gallon of water. So it does make a heavy pillow, but what it does for that cervical support, whether you're on your back or side, again, if you're on your back, you probably only want to have that layer. You don't need to have the other layers. Use them for something else. But that changes very significantly back to the buckwheat pillow or the support mechanism. How that shifts and moves around you is a similar kind of pressure relief. So again, if you have neck issues, bed issues, all of that, it changes. The other wonderful side effect for menopausal women, I have to say I'm in that category myself and give a lot of talks to that group. That bladder is very friendly to put in the refrigerator. So you don't want to put it in the freezer because it will freeze up just like an ice pack. And if you want that cold, go for it, but it's going to be a little crunchier. But the fridge is about perfect. And what it does is then you can either hug it in a hot flash moment, but certainly to sleep with, you've basically created this really cold sink. Even at ambient temperature, you're going to get that relief. We don't want to freeze our heads. We want to be careful on how cold that is. And I know it's in the moment of a hot flash, you're like, I don't think I can get cold enough. But that said, you want to make sure you're not really freezing on laying on a freezer pack. So, you know, that's where you can adjust that coldness to what fits for you. For the average person that isn't going through that, again, there's just enough cooling there that pillow's not going to overheat. So if you've ever been a pillow flipper and had to flip it to find the cool part, because there's enough cool sink in there from a heat load perspective, you're not going to have to flip that pillow.
Great. Well, so you mentioned that in your pillow, you've got those different layers of fluff, and you said one of them was the shredded memory foam, for example. Can you just share for us why shredded memory foam as opposed to a flat piece of memory foam? What's the benefit? What's the difference?
Yeah, and it probably goes back to, you know, clearly I've spent too much time at the beach and then playing with sand and gravel with little boys. But it really goes to how do you cradle, right? So we are, you know, we feel like our head is a hard surface, but it really does want to be cradled. And again, when you have a piece of foam, yes, you sink into it, but it is also, it's a harder surface hitting our heads and our necks and how we do that. And it can feel good as we put our head there of like, okay, it's enough. And a lot of times we're searching for that distance, right? We want that, you know, one hunk of memory foam to kind of give us that right distance. Our head isn't crinked, but it's also not giving us that sort of gentle pressure relief. And so by shredding the memory foam instead of having it firm, what we're allowing that bladder to do that we have on top of it or around it to really disperse the pressure of your head and neck. And we want to make sure that that is facilitated to the best part, and having it sit on a hard piece of foam, what that does is it sort of limits its ability to diffuse that pressure. We want as much pressure distribution and support as possible. And the people that really, the biggest advocates of the pillow are about that support, where like my neck hurt all the time. This as a pressure support pillow, again, back to that buckwheat pillow, those beads used to scoop around you and things like that, a similar kind of support mechanism. We've just stacked it with other options so you can get that distance. So again, if you're a side sleeper, the buckwheat pillow would kind of squishy out from underneath you, and you had to put your hand there to kind of raise it up or make it. That's what we're trying to solve for is, again, as a side sleeper, we want more substance there, but we still want that pressure to diffuse properly so we're not – from a spinal and neck alignment, messing ourselves up.
Right. Well, okay. Well, that makes sense. I appreciate that. I was also just curious. So we've talked mattresses, we've talked pillows. So now let's talk future. What do you see down the road?
So I really feel like the part of beds that still hasn't happened, and even if you think about the bedroom is the only room that's sort of named as a piece of furniture, you know, you're not what you do there. It's not a sleep room. It's this bedroom. It's based on a piece of furniture, and how mattresses are sold today are like they're a piece of furniture. You're not engaging with them. We spend a lot of time in our beds, you know, a lot even more now with TV and TikTok and all the other stuff. Even if we go to bed, we use that as our lounging space. We use that as our wind down space. And I really feel like beds need to deliver more than they are today. They need to deliver a space that is going to remove the pain of the day, allow you to relax, really deliver that temperature relief, really deliver great sleep without having to think about it. Because the hardest part about sleep is like something to improve, as you know, as someone that's working on improving sleep, is when you're really tired, coming up with new habits and trying to do all of the proper things for sleep. I hate the word sleep hygiene a little bit because it really feels like work. If our beds can deliver great sleep without us having to think about it, if it can actually remove the pain, if it can actually not overheat, if it can last for us and be that great lounge space of unwind, that really is, I believe, the future of sleep. Our beds have to give us more than they're giving us today.
Wow. I'd be so curious to dive inside of your mind and see what you're thinking about to fill that out, because I'm picturing all sorts of different pictures in my head of a very almost like a spa in my bed.
Yeah. And we should treat that space that way. The bedroom gets, I was notorious, especially with four boys, of stacks of laundry and all the other stuff that ends up happening in that space, but it really is supposed to be where we heal. And as you know, I'm sure in the sleep science part, but we need to heal during that time. We need to store our memories. We need to get better, and that recovery has to happen. And we're counting on our beds, and our beds are not we're not doing it right now. So how do we get that space? And, you know, again, we could do a whole separate episode on tips and tricks. I'm sure you covered most of them, but like that space, sleep has to do better for us. And it shouldn't be about more time there. It should be more quality time. You know, I talked about it even with ChiliPad. One of the last sort of patents filed with that company was about automating, you know, temperature to automate and improve your sleep throughout the night. Your bed has to fix you at night. You have to feel better in the morning than you did at night. And if you're not, this system needs to keep getting better and better until that happens. Mm-hmm. Our lives are too busy to not have our sleep space deliver an amazing experience that allows us to have a great life.
Right, right. Well, it sounds exciting. So then I got to ask the practical question. If somebody's listening to this and they say, you know, I really want to give that a try, that sounds like that would help me out, where do they find the products? How do they get them?
Yeah, so we are doing, you know, in the spirit of more places is better, and some people like to try mattresses, some people just want to buy them online. You can go to jellysleep.com and buy it there, and it'll ship to you, and you can, you know, set it up. But we are rolling out dealers all around the country. So as those come online, you can find them on our website as well. But if you're a try it in person, we're also going to be at the Tulsa State Fair. I know Tulsa's not the state, but it's called the Tulsa State Fair, I guess, in Oklahoma. So if you're in the middle of the country and are headed to the state fair, we will be there this fall as well. And places like that, we're coming to street corners near you all over the country.
Fantastic. And I guess my last question related to that is, do you offer any kind of warranty or trial period or something for people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do 100-day, and if you've ever wondered why that 100-day is 100-day, is anytime you do a new mattress or new pillow, it is a whole new sleep experience, and sleep becomes very habitual. So we do encourage you to really try it for at least a week, but if during that time you don't love it, just return it. I'm very passionate about first responders and veterans. I've done studies and different groups of over the years with veterans and improved their sleep outcomes. Worked with Allison Brager of the Army and other people, Navy, every branch of the military. So if your bed is returned, we refurbish it and it goes to a veteran. So even the, you know, making sure that if it doesn't work for you, it will work for someone else. We do that as part of every mattress, every pillow that comes back. We make sure, if possible, we send those back out. So that's part of the process. And if you have any concerns on setting it up, there's videos. We've got people to answer any of your questions. And if you want to know more about it, just reach out, ask questions on the website, and we're happy to answer them.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate your time. So this has been Tara Youngblood from Jelly Sleep. And, you know, it's interesting to hear how we are moving into better and better ways to regulate that temperature and to regulate the pressure points on people, because those are two of the biggest issues that one finds when looking for a mattress. So, all right. Well, this has been Sleep Science Today. I'm your host, Andrew Kolsky. Please go to sleepsciencetoday.com and sign up for our mailing list so that we can make you aware of shows that are coming out and special offers and things that happen along the way. We are always there to answer any questions you have, and we look forward to seeing you on future episodes. So, Tara, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for joining us on Sleep Science Today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Science Today and learning how to sleep better with your host, Andrew Kolsky, on UK Health Radio. For more information on how you can achieve better sleep, go to sleepsciencetoday.com. Remember, sleep science today and sleep better tonight.